World first got to know British MP George Galloway for his opposition to the Iraq war. Now he's in the news in Canada, barred from entering the country by border officials on national security grounds. The government has since accused him of giving financial support to Hamas. He says that's a lie, and that the government just wants to keep him quiet on other issues, like the war in Afghanistan. Earlier, I spoke with George Galloway, who's in London, about why he was told he wasn't allowed in the country.
Well, the original reason, when it was gazetted in one of the dirty newspapers in Britain, The Sun, was my purported views on Afghanistan, although I'm not sure that Minister Kenny has any idea what my views on Afghanistan actually are. But by the time, 8 hours later, I may say, that the Canadian High Commission in London got a letter to me, although I was sitting in Parliament just a few hundred yards away from them, it had morphed into some kind of complaint about the aid convoy that I had led of 110 British vehicles and 350 British citizens, carrying everything from medicines to nappies to wheelchairs on board ambulances into the besieged Gaza Strip a week or two ago. Well, that's a very peculiar definition of terrorism and security threat, I must say. This is a misuse of the war on terror. This is a misuse of security concerns in service of what is clearly a political act to try and gag me, but I don't think it will succeed.
Where were you scheduled to appear here in Canada?
Well, in Toronto and three other places. I'm not got the schedule in front of me. It's a busy couple of weeks. I'm heading for the United States in the morning, and I'm speaking in 8 cities in the United States. And I was to make a sojourn north of the border into Canada and then back to the US. I'm still going to try and cross the Canadian border. I'm hoping that my appeal succeeds. And if not, I'm hoping that a judge somewhere in Canada, mindful of Canada's great reputation in the past for civil liberties, will overturn this ban.
Let me ask you a little bit about, I want to get to a couple of things you mentioned there, but one is the fact that you're still allowed to go to the United States. How do you feel about being barred from entering Canada and the U.S., which, you know, with a Patriot Act and with other post-9/11 laws, were you surprised that the U.S. is allowing you in and that Canada's not?
No, not at all. I was surprised at the latter, but I spoke in the United States on a 12-city speaking tour a couple of years ago, and as I say, 8 cities this time. I speak in Canada regularly. I'm a regular visitor to Canada. I speak in all the major cities. I appear on all the flagship programs like your own. I give interviews to all the major newspapers and so on, all entirely without incident. And the idea that somehow I've metamorphosed into a security risk overnight in Canada, against Canada, a country I love, and as a Scotsman with which I feel real ties, is just ridiculous.
So you talked about how you're hoping that maybe a judge will overturn this or something. So what exactly, what opportunities, legal or otherwise, are you pursuing in that regard?
Well, I have a right of appeal, and I have people working on that appeal right now, just in case the Minister for Immigration has been misinformed as to what I do and say and stand for. That gives the Minister a chance to think again about this ban, and I really hope that he will do so. I understand it's not been by any means universally a popular move in Canada, so perhaps he could do him and his party, himself and his party, a bit of good by thinking again. But if not, all ministerial decisions in a free country governed by laws like yours and like mine are subject to judicial review as to their reasonableness. And this is an entirely unreasonable decision that the minister has made.
Then let me ask you, under what conditions would you deem it appropriate to, say, ban someone from entering Great Britain?
Well, if someone was coming there to stir up racial hatred, for example, against minorities, say, within that country, someone was coming there to break the law, to harm or damage Canada's institutions or its society or its way of life. But none of these apply to me. I'm a 5 times elected British Member of Parliament. I've sat in the House of Commons, the mother of all parliaments, for almost 23 years, and I regularly address audiences in Canada. So it's entirely inappropriate to misuse security and terrorism concerns for someone with whom, actually, the bottom line is, you just disagree politically.
George Galloway, good of you to take the time. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
We requested an interview with Immigration Minister Jason Kenney. His office told us he was unavailable for an interview this weekend. Under Canadian law, the minister has the right to grant exemptions, but Kenney's office released this statement. The minister will not give a special exemption from Canada's security laws to Mr. Galloway. It reads in part, nor will he provide special treatment to a man who brags about giving financial support to Hamas, a banned terrorist organization in Canada, or who offers sympathy for Canada's enemies in Afghanistan. It goes on to say that Galloway likely has a large Rolodex of friends and regimes elsewhere in the world willing to roll out the red carpet for him. Canada, however, won't be one of them. There's more news still ahead on this edition of CBC News Today. Stay with us.